Rabbani Baba Kama, all about Ganavim and Gazlan. So there's a difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan, that the Ganav pays Kefal Dalad Hay, and the Gazlan does not. The Ganav only pays Dalad Hay if Tavach Amacha. So the Mishnah has a case, Nisana Lebchores Beno, all about Choyvle, Shemachin Meshol, etc., Chayov. So there were three ways to read the Mishnah. Hashem places gave two ways, but then we realized there are three ways. One way to read the Mishnah is that it has nothing to do with Bava Kama. This Mishnah really belongs in Pcheres and in Bava Metzia. The son of a man has a man, my wife had a baby boy, and I gave a behemoth to the Kohen for the purpose of Pidyon HaBen. You can give Shavah Kesef, the Chatchil, and the son of the Pcheres Beno. And then the behemoth drops dead, and after it dies, it's no longer worth five sloim. Am I Yoitze Pidyon HaBen or not? So if it dies before the Kohen made a Mashiach, I have to give him another behemoth, because I'm not Yotze Pidyon HaBen. If it dies after the Kohen did a Mashiach, I don't have to give him another behemoth, because I was already Yotze. So the problem is that it says just the reverse in the Mishnah. It says, if the Kohen is being Moshech and the behemoth died before he got a chance to make the Pidyon HaBen, Potter. What do you mean Potter? It should say Chayev. The father still have to do another Pidyon HaBen. It's the opposite. Higbio, if the coin did a Hagbosh, the coin did a Mashiach, then it drops dead and it's not worth five slime. Chayiv. No, then it's Potter. Then the father's Potter from Pidyon HaBen. So that's where Rashi and Taisa say. So according to this Lashon, the Chayiv Potter really goes on which case? Goes on the Shomer case. It only goes on the Shomer case. It doesn't make sense by the Baal Chayiv and the son of the Baal Chayiv. Had nothing to do with the Ganav. I owe money to the Malvin. The Loiv owes money to the Malvin. And he pays him, he owes him $100 and he gives him a behemoth that's worth $100. A behemoth gets a heart attack and it dies. So if it dies before the Balchoy, before the Malvin made a Mashiach, so the Loiv wasn't Yotze the Halvoy yet. He didn't do it Piron yet. So then he's going to be Chayiv. And the Mishnah says Potter. Should say Chayiv. If the Malvin did a Hakbon, Malvin did a Mashiach, so then the Piron occurred already. So then it says Chayiv should say Potter. So why does it say everything backwards? The answer is because of the third case. The third case, the words fit in, but also it's not so meductic. The third case is no Ganav. A Mishnah belongs in Bav Metzia and Hamafkid with the Sharman. If the Bailam gives his behemoth to Shamchin and Mashon Nasach and Asoicher, Umeis, and the behemoth dies. Wait a minute, Mace, only a Shoyl is Chayiv Beyonson. So what is there to discuss regarding a Shemachinam and a Shemesachar? So Rashi says, Rashi and Tess say, Mace b'pshia. Okay. So ready, even to begin with, it's a Dechik. Mace, who says Mace b'pshia? A normal behemoth dies, it's an Oynes. So we're talking Mace b'pshia, so any Shomer would be Chayiv if he would be responsible. He takes the behemoth out in such freezing cold without a scarf, without earmuffs. So the behemoth dies from frostbite. So what's the din? Hoyamoshcho meis b'shus habaylim. If the shomer never did a mashiach, the din is the shomer is only chayiv. Tik the mashiach b'shomrim. That's how the Gemara is going to say pshat over here. Hoyamoshcho meis b'shus habaylim. If the shomer never did a mashiach, so then potter. Then the shomer is not chayiv to pay. Pshia. Onsen, anything. If the Shomer made a kinyan, umeis, then chayiv, then is chayiv. So that's the case where the potter and the chayiv fits in, on the assumption that you assume tikna mashiach b'shomrim, hold your breath, and the assumption that tikna mashiach b'shomrim means the way Rashi and the Rambam and the Rif learn. Tikna mashiach b'shomrim, shalai is chayiv b'shomrim b'shmirat sheyimshech, that the Shomer chinam is not chayiv b'pshia, the Shomer soch is not chayiv b'gnei v'aveda, the shoyl is not chayiv b'yonson. No one is chayiv in anything until he makes a kinyan. So if you learn that first pshat in the Mishnah, so the chayiv and the potter only fits in by the shomrim case. In the case of pidyon haben, case of bochem, should really say the reverse. Should say potter where it says chayiv. Should say chayiv where it says potter. And it's self understood that everybody understands what the meduber is, and everybody understands that it's the reverse. And the assumption is again like Rashi. A tikna b'shich m'shamim means l'schayv kol echad v'yechad kidino. Okay. So then how do you read the Gemara? Boy, I'm a tikna b'shich m'shamim loy. I'm Rabbi Yehem, toshman, the son of the chosel, the balchoy, A Moshe would say, Meshu is Habana Potter, my love, Shomer. Yeah, it goes on a regular case of a Shomer. The Gemara is Matche, Ushmamin Otikna Mashiach B'Shomer. Very good, that's enough in the Mishnah. Amalei, who's Amalei? Amema had the suffix. So Rabbi Yema says it's enough in the Mishnah. How can you have a suffix? So Amema tells him back, no, there's a different way to read the Mishnah. Amalei, so Amema says, no, I'm not so convinced that you're pshat in the Mishnah. What we just read, the pshat that we read is correct. Amalei loy, ganev. Ganev. We just said that this last part of the Mishnah is not talking about a ganev. So what does it mean, ganev? Rashi. My love, I am Moshe, Shomer, Ameis. So Rashi already giving the other pshat. This Rashi, my lab, is giving the other pshat. We're not holding by that yet. The other pshat in the Mishnah. So what does it mean? My lab, shomer, the shomer made a mashiach, and the shomer is chayiv in pshia. The Gemara says, loy ganev. Who's talking about a ganev? Ochikama, Rashi says. Nosim balabais lepchores benavu chulei. I gave the behemoth to the kohen for the purpose of pigin aben. Avi aben gives to the kohen. Or the loyve gives the behemoth to the malva b'toris piruan achoyv. Or bo aganav legon v'misham. I moshchul yotzei mei. So it goes, aganav needs a kinyan geneva. Aganav needs a kinyan geneva. So that says in the previous section in the Mishnah. That's, we had three parts in the Mishnah. That was the previous section. I moshchul yotzei mei b'shisabal and potter. B'yotzei b'shisabal mei schayv says already that. Why does it say it again over here? So that's what the Gemara asks. Why does it say it twice? It says already. Reisha means Hayamoshchav Yotzei Meis by the tiny letter Hey in the Mishnah. It's not the very Reisha, not the Gimel in the Mishnah, but the letter Hey, the section in the Mishnah that's right immediately before this part in the son of the Bechor Esbenon. So the Gemara says Hatonalei Reisha. It says that already. Why does it say it a second time? And for the Gemara, the Mishnah wants to give you the both Oifanim. In both cases, it's the same. Whether you're stealing from the Beis HaBailam and you're stealing from the Beis HaShomer, the din says that the ganav only becomes mechuyev in onsin, etc., kefel, if the ganav is only mechuyev if he makes a kinyan. If he does make a kinyan, isn't it? Okay, back to Hashem.
Can I budget for a minute?
Yeah.
It's cool of mitzvahs. I have a wife in hospital with a breast cancer, and I have 11 children. How much you can help us is mamash. Every night I send the money to the hospital in Israel, and food for the children. It's mamash and salas and pashas. It's cool and it's this. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So again, Amema is not sure whether Tikna Mashiach B'Shamrim. So Rav Yema says it's a Perush Mishnah. If you read the last section in the Mishnah Kipshuto, that has nothing to do with a ganef at all. It goes, the man has a chiyah pinyan aben, and he gives the behemoth to the kohen. Is a yotzen after if the behemoth dies? And it's no longer worth Hamisha Slot. So it depends whether the coin already made the king. Yesterday we said we don't think the din is correct. We don't think it is what the question by Baal Chayv, this is what the question by Pidyon HaBen also. But this is one the first way to read the Mishnah. So Gemara says, does not prove conclusively Tikna Mashiach B'Shem. So Gemara suggests, maybe that's not what the Mishnah means. Mishnah means, Nassan, I'm about to give to Pidyon HaBen, I gave to Pidyon HaBen, I gave it to the kohen, or the loybe gave it to the malve, and then a ganav came and he stole it from them. So the ganav has to make a kinyan mishicha. So the Gemara says, I that says already, hoy moshcha v'yotze meis. The Gemara says, no, the Mishnah gives two forms. Tana ganav shiganav benavim beis ha-bailim, tana ganav shiganav beis ha-shemer. Because the mocker for the din that you need a kinyan geneva, that the ganav is not chayv in kefal, unless he does a kinyan geneva. He matzis imatzi biyodo ha-geneva, you need biyodo, that says by ganav beis ha-bailim. Maybe ganav beis ha-shemer doesn't need. The Gemara says, no, you need two mishnais. How is it going to be based on Shema, Tosis asks? What has got to do? If I give the behemoth to the Kohen for the purpose of Pidyon HaBen, so it's his. So he's the base of Bailam, he's not a Shema. If the Loibe gives the behemoth to the Malva, Betoris Pirona, if the Loibe gives the behemoth to the Malva, Betoris Pirona, Chov. So the Malva is not a Shema, the Malva is the Bailam. So it's right to go to be based on Bailam. Either it's going to be Sabailim that it still belongs to the Loiva, or it's going to be Sabailim that it belongs to the Malva. How is this? What does it have to do with Mebes HaShemer? So Tesis explains what's going on. The line begins, Mishani Lo. Where is it? The Tana Ganam Shaganam Mebes HaBailim, Ganam Mebes HaShemer. Mairi, Tesis explains, Shalanosan Lepchoris Benola Balchova Lagamri. Not that I gave the shorva set to the kohen, he should keep it. And it's worth 5 shloim, he should keep it as pidyon haben. Or he gave it to the bal chayiv, the levi gave it to the malva, but toras piranachov. The mekain have it by them with lo shemer. So what it's got to do with gunim beis hashemer. Ela, it means the father owes the kohen pidyon haben money. The levi owes the malva halva money. So he gives him this shorva set as an apaitiki. What do you mean? As a mashkin. Means a mashkin be alma also lahem. Shim lo yifra. Yom Plani says, I apologize that I don't have the money to pay, but don't worry. Here's a shorva set that's worth that amount, and tomorrow I'll come up with the money, and you'll give me back the shorva set. So the mashkin that I gave, the mashkin that the Avi Aben gave to the kohen, the shorva set that the loybe gave to the malva b'toras mashkin. I don't know why they use the lashon apotik. It means a mashkin. The mashkin that he gave him, that's bebeis hashomer. So that's what the Gemara says. You have two mishnayos. So Moshe Chaviyotze Meis B'Shus Abaylim Potter etc. That the Ganav has to make a kinyan geneva to be chay b'kefel if he steals Mebeis Abaylim. The son of Chares Beno. So Moshe Chaviyotze Meis goes that the Ganav stole it, not that the Koyin made the Mashiach or the Hagbor, or that the Malva made the Mashiach or the Hagbor, or the Shomer made the Mashiach or the Hagbor. No, the Mishnah doesn't say what they did. It means that the ganef who steals it from the beis hashomer, or the ganef who steals it from the kohen, or the malve who are also shomerim, because this was only given, the shorvas was only given with Torah's mashkin, and wasn't given with Torah's piran achayiv. So even when the ganef steals from the beis hashomer, you also need a kinyan geneiv. I might have thought a mokum b'chalak, so kamashmal on that now. So Tosis says it's a doichik, because the Gemara asks later. The Gemara asks later that it doesn't make any sense. Oh, there, Rav Ashi, lo tedachi. Malaganim kam shgonim beis Hashem, malaganim shgonim beis Abaylam. Rav Ashi doesn't like that. Rav Ashi was the editor of the Talmud Bavli. I read Rav Ashi. That's what Dachrenim write. That several Maritz Chais as a whole essay. Different Mesichtas have different styles. Obviously, the different Mesichtas were written by different Amaroim. He had a whole tzevet writing the Talmud Bavli. Rabbeinu Rav Ashi with other overall editors over here. So Rav Ashi didn't like this when they suggested that maybe the two mishnayos are needed. One tells you ganav shganav beis habaylam. One tells you ganav shganav beis hashomer. Rav Ashi tells Rameimar, don't say that chiyah. That's ridiculous. But Tosis points out that's Rav Ashi's opinion, but not everybody agrees. Not everybody agrees to Rav Yemer, that tiknem b'shicha b'shomer. Rav Ashi says that the pshat in the Mishnah is that it's a conclusive proof of Alav Shomer Shmamino, tiknem b'shicha Shomer Shmamino, but the Gemara Bab Metzia, Daf Tzadik Tesem and Aleph says that not everybody agrees, that those who disagree. So those who disagree, how are they going to read the Mishnah? It doesn't say b'feirish, tiknem b'shicha b'shomer. So they'll learn, like this, the chiyah of our Meimer, that the middle part of the Mishnah goes that a ganef needs b'shicha akbo when he steals from the Beis HaBailim. And the last section in the Mishnah says that a ganav needs a kinyan geneva of hagbo mishich if he steals from the Beis Hashem. Rav Ashi holds it's a derechik, but other Amoraim will say like that. Fine. So this was one pshat to the Mishnah. This is a big derechik pshat. Why is it a derechik pshat? Because the potter and the chayiv are backwards, and the mace means mace bepshia. So everything is problematic over here. So what's an alternative way to learn? So the alternative way is that this is in Bava Kamma for a reason that has to do the son of the Bchoris Beno, or the Balchov, etc. Is the way for the... Who is the son of the Bchoris Beno? Not that the Aviya Ben, a case from Bchoris, that the Aviya Ben gives a Sharva Seh. No. The Ganif stole a Sharva Seh and he's giving it. So here there are two variations of the Pshat. The Ganif already stole the Shorvas and he's giving it for Pidyon HaBen. The Ganif is already chayv in Keren and Kefal. He already stole the Behemah. He made a Kenyan Geneva. Now the Shaila is, does he become a Chuyiv and Dalad Behay? So if he does either a Mechira, Tavach HaMachar. So Machar means either Machar HaNosim and Matona, or if he gives Bipiron HaChov. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Ganif already is chayv Kefal. And now the Ganif is the son of Lepcharez Beno, so that's an act of Machar. That's the same as Machar. Or he gives it to the Baal Chayiv, or the Ganif owes money, the Ganif is alive, and he gives this Shorvaseh to a Malveh, so this is an act of Machar. Or the Ganif gives it to Hashem Achinam and Shoel, etc. And they did the Meshicha. So when they do the Meshicha, the Ganif will become a Chuyiv and Dalav Hei. Why? Because he gave it to them that they should become Shomrim, and the Meshicha that they're doing is on his behalf. That's what he asked them to do. So that's what it says. Chayv and Potter means, is the Ganav Chayv Dal of the Hay, or is the Ganav Potter from Dal of the Hay? If the Behemah drops dead before the Mochar, so then he's not Chayv Dal of the Hay. He's only Chayv Dal of the Hay on a live Behemah. Let's say Ganav steals Shorvas and it drops dead. And then he sells it. He can't shech the dead Behemah. Then he sells it. So he says, not Chayv Dal of the Hay, it has to be a live animal. So here, true, let's say the other person will make a Meshicha, but he makes a Meshicha on a dead animal. So you're not Chayiv. So the Mishnah says, if the Ganav is Chayiv, even though usually ain't Shalich L'Dvar Aver, but by Dalav Hei, there is Shalich L'Dvar Aver. So here the Mishnah goes, the Ganav's wife had a baby, and he gives the Shorva said that he stole already, that he's Chayiv Keren Kefalan, he gives it for Pidyon HaBen. And he encourages the Kohen, please take it. So that's like Shalich L'Dvar Aver. I don't have to appoint him, I hereby appoint you as a Shalich. If I ask him to do it for me, I want to do my Pidyon HaBen. So I say, please take the Shorvaseh. So he takes it on my behalf that I should be in fulfillment. I say, Broch al Pidyon HaBen. Avi HaBen Mevorach Shtayim, the Gemara says himself. Father, the baby, says the Brocha. So he says the Brocha and he says, please take it. If he doesn't take it, my Brocha is a Brocha Lamatollah. So he's taking it on my behalf. And the same thing, the Loiva. The Loiva wants to pay. The God happens to be a Loiva and wants to pay up the Chayit. So he gives the Shorvaseh to the Malva. And he says, please take it, so I'll be potter from the halvor. So in such a case, that's considered yesh shalich ledvar aver by dalet vehe. And the same thing by the shomrim. Since he gives it to the shomer, and the meshicha is going to clinch the deal of the shmira, take the meshicha b'shomrim, so the meshicha is done on behalf of the ganav. So how do you read the Gemara? According to this pshat, Amema says, not sure, take the... So Aviyemi says, I'll prove him a mishnah, and says... The son of the Bchor has been oh, so it means yesh shalich ledvar aver by dal vehei, my love shomer. What does it mean shomer? So Rashi says, my love shomer, ayimoshcha v'yotzei the shomer umeis chayv haganav b'mshichas ha-shomer. Rashi is already going on the second pshat. My love chayv haganav b'mshichas ha-shomer. So the Gemara says, lo ganav, the funny pshat. A whole different pshat, that it goes, someone snuck in and stole. We're not talking about a case, the Gemara, lo ganav and the tchia. The Gemara is reinterpreting the whole Mishnah that it doesn't go on Dalet Vehei. It goes on a different case. That even if it goes like Tosis explains, that the, not a Ganav, the father gave this Shorvaseh to a Kohen as a Mashkin, because he doesn't have the Pidyon HaBen money. So he says, I'm going to give you the money next week, don't worry. And he gives him a Mashkin now. Or a Loive, nothing to do with a Ganav. A Loive gives a Mashkin to the Malvin and says, don't go to Bezdin, here's a Mashkin. And next week I'll come with the money and you give me back the mashkin. So the mashkin that the Malva holds onto, or the mashkin that the Kohen is holding onto, is a, he's a Beis Hashem. He's holding it as a shomer for the Loiva, or as a shomer for the Aviya Ben. And the same thing if I give to a shomer. Then a Ganav comes in, it doesn't go to, according to the Tchia, Lo, Ganav, so the Sefer, the last six lines in the Mishnah, don't go on a Ganav. It's not that a Ganav gave it to Pidyon HaBen. that a man gave a pig, not Ben, but he gave his a mashkin, and then a ganav snuck in and he stole it. So you need the kinyan ganav. And then Rav Ashi didn't like the tri. Lo tadachia, it doesn't make sense. What, you need two parts of the Mishnah to tell you such an elementary din? That a ganav needs a kinyan ganav, whether he steals from Beis HaBalim, he steals Beis HaShemer. So why should I think that there's a difference? Okay. So that's the second shot that we had. Then we had a third shot, and the son of the Pcheres Beno, the ganav never made a ganav. This is what Tesis learns. The ganav never did a gneiva. A guy wants to steal something, so he tells the kohen. He invites the kohen to come to his next door neighbor's farm, and he tells the kohen, "My wife had a baby boy. I want to do pidyon haben. Take this shor v'seh, it's yours." And this is the pidyon haben. And he says the bracha. Shekshan tason al pidyon haben. He says the bracha, and the kohen walks off with it. So the ganef is chayiv b'mashiachas Hashemer, is chayiv both. The mashiachas Hashemer makes the ganef into a ganef, makes him a chayiv kefil. Yesh aliyach ledvar avera to make him a chayiv kefil. And b'vasachas, it becomes mechuyif to pay dalet v'hei as well. So on the dalet v'hei, we understand the Gemara had yesh aliyach ledvar avera, but on the kefil, where does that come from? There's no din yesh ledvar avera by ganef to make the ganef chayiv kefil. So that's what Tosis asks. Tosis and asking that kasha in the middle of the Tosis and son of the Pcheres Beno. Tosis obviously learned this third pshat that we say. Then the son of the Pcheres Beno, that's how I become a ganav. Not that I had already become a ganav and I'm giving over to Pcheres Beno, that's going to be the mochar. That's going to be the mochar. And mochar is only mechayiv the ganav on a live shavuot set. Once the shavuot set drops dead and then he does mochar, then he's not going to be chayiv on it. Just like you can't have tovach on a dead animal. So mocher on a dead animal is also not chayv. So Tosis obviously learns the third pshat. The son of the Pcheres Beno that yesh aliyach ledvar aver to make michayiv keifo. So that was their kasha. So they say, according to their pshat, so they say, if the shaliach is b'shoigig, then you say yesh aliyach ledvar aver. We mentioned a few times that the Ramon Chash Mishpat and Hilchos Shlichus paskens like the Tosis, whenever the shaliach is b'shoigig, then you say yesh aliyach ledvar aver. The Shach is not happy with that Ramah. He thinks we should follow the Ritva. The Ritva says that it's Exeris Akos. The Tosfos says that it's based on Svaris. They quote the two Svaris from Bar Metzia, Daf Yud. So in a case where the Shliach is B'shegik, and neither Svar applies, so then Tosfos says he's going to say Yesh Lech Vavir. The Ritva thinks that it's not based on Svaris, it's based on Shnei Ksim Abon Kechot. Shlosh Ksim Abon Kechot is based on Psukim. The Ein Shlech Vavir applies in all cases, even if the Shliach is B'shegik. So what are you going to do with this Mishnah? See, he'll learn the middle pshat that we said. What do you have to learn such a pshat? The son of the Pcheres Beno, that's how he becomes a ganav. No, he had already done a gneiva. He had already stole a behemah. And now the whole meduba in the Mishnah is only he wants to give it for pidyon haben. Is the giving to pidyon haben, does that constitute machar? So the Mishnah says, yeah. If the kohen took it while the animal was still alive, yesh lech l'varer to make it into machar. Yeah, okay. The regular pshat is the third pshat is a chiddush what Tosfos says. The son of the Pcheres Beno that yesh aliyach that makes me into a ganav. Pash Pashat, I already was a ganav. The son of the Pcheres Beno is a form of mocha that it makes him chayiv. Chayiv and potter goes on the dal behei. Okay, that's what we did yesterday. So here we started to discuss the topic of amema. What does it mean tiknim b'shirich b'sham? The Gemara by us comes to the conclusion correct. Avashi. Ravashi doesn't when he gives his editorial note. Omalei Ravashi lo tedache. I don't like your tria. Leave the original pshat. And Shmamino it is a hechachah in this Mishnah. Conclusive proof to the one side of the Abaya of Amemar that yes, tiknem b'shirich b'sham. So the shad is going to get to what? What does it mean tiknem b'shirich b'sham? So there is a Gemara in Bava Metzia, and Daf Tzadik Tesam and Alf. That's a Tosfos is quoting here. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says that there's a machlokes amaroim. Whether tikna b'shicha b'shoimim or not. So the Gemara says, Omer Avuna, on Tzadik Tesam and Aleph, Hashol karda mechaveiro, I borrow a hatchet from someone else, bika bo kino la bika bo lo kino. So if I chopped with it, if I used it, if I did chilas ahishtamshes with it, Hashol, has the right to use it. That's what he's barring for. So bikaba, if he used it for his tamshus kinoi, then the shoyl is koina. Lo bikaba, if he didn't do the tchilas hishtamshus, Lo kino. So the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean? Lemai. Kino with respect to what? Ilaim ala onsin. What are you going to tell me? That until tchilas ahishtamshus, the shoil is not chai beyonsin? So Gemara said, that's not true. Maishna par de mishashelo. The din is that from the beginning of the shoil. Let's say I borrow a hatchet, because I have to chop down a tree, and I wait 2 weeks until I chop down. The guy says, you can have it the whole winter. I just need the hatchet in the summertime. I borrow it, and a month later, I start to chop down a tree. So from the time that I borrowed it, I'm not chai beyonsin until the time that I use it. The Gemara says, that's clearly not true. Rav Huna never meant that. Ilei malionsin, did he mean kano? Lo kano with respect to chivon, smashna part of mishashelo. We said previously that mishashel, tchidas hashel, is chai beyonsin. Ela lachazor. Means, does the mashil have a right to back out? I lent it to you for the whole winter, now I'd like to have it back. If the fellow already started to use it, so the mashil has to ask him for a favor, but he can't demand I want it back. He was already cognizant that the mashil can't back out. And lo bika balo kino, then if he didn't do tchilas ha'ishtamshes with it yet, then the mashil can't back out. So the Gemara says, upliga derabami, and this statement is in disagreement. Wait a minute. Upliga de Rav Loza. This statement of Rav Huna, you have to skip a few lines in the Gemara Bava Metzia. Upliga de Rav Loza. This statement of Rav Huna that Tchilas Lishtamshus accomplishes that the Mashal cannot back out is in disagreement with Rav Loza. Amar Rav Loza, Gedech Shetikna Mishicha Belokuchas Kach Tikna Mishicha Bishomrim. That's what the Gemara says later on our daf. Tanya Rambi Hochi, by us, it's not a member of Rabbi Lozer, it's a Braisa. One quotes a Braisa, Gedech Shetikna Mishicha Belukuchas, Kach Tikna Mishicha Besham. That was Rabbi Meima Sofik. Whether Tikna Mishicha Besham or Malo. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. And here the Gemara says that Braisa is a Stira. Here the Gemara quotes it as a member of Rabbi Lozer, here the Gemara quotes it as a Braisa. So you see from the Gemara that the Machlek, the Gemara says, a pliga de Rabbi Lozer. Rav Huna says, Bika Bakano, La Bika Balo Kano. With respect to whether the mashal can back out, is in disagreement with Rav Lozer. Rav Lozer and the Braisa Bayah say that from the moment that he made the Mashiach, he cannot back out. So you see from this Gemara in Bava Metzia Beferish that the vort of Rav Lozer and the vort of the Braisa and the topic of Amemar, whether Tikna Mashiach and Mishomrim, means whether the mashal can back out. Does it also mean Tikna Mashiach B'Shomer, that until the time you make the Mashiach, the Shamachinim is not Chai B'Pshia, and the Shoel is not Chai B'Yonsen, Shamasoch is not Chai B'Gnei B'Aveda, so that doesn't say. So that's a big question in Rishonim. That's a big machlokes. So the Tosfos there, Tosfos in the Rosh there, there's a steer in Tosfos in the Rosh. There in Bava Metzia they say one way, and here the Tosfos in the Rosh say a different way. And it's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So there the Tosfos in the Rosh both say, if I'm selling a behemah, kach tikna b'shicha b'shomrim. So Tosfos says, lo lehischai b'yonsen kamar. Hashem achinim ischai b'li m'shicha. When he says, hanach lefanai, Tosfos quotes a gemara daf peyam beis in Bava Metzia. And the Hashem achinim says, hanach lefanai, then he becomes a Hashem achinim. And Tosfos assumes, hua denami, Hashem asoch egnei v'aveda, that when you say, hanach lefanai, right away you become a shomer. So what does he say? Tikna b'shicha b'shomrim. So Tosfos says it only goes tikna b'shicha b'shomrim. Only goes on the case of mashal and maskir. Only the topic that Rav Huna says. Rav Huna says bika bo kano lachazora, not leonson. Bika bo is the mashal and the maskir cannot back out. If the shoyel or the soicher did the tchilas ha'ishtamshus, mashal cannot back out. Lo bika ba lo kino la chazore. If they didn't do tchilas ishtamshes, mashal and maski can back out. Only goes on a shoal and a socher. So that's pliga de Rav Lozer. That's in disagreement with Argimar. Argimar holds him we pass like Argimar. The tikna b'shicha b'shomrim. The chazore already he cannot back out. The mashal and maski cannot back out way before from the time that he made the mashicha. But from what moment on is the shomer chayiv? Is the shemachinim chayiv and pshir and the shemasoch as chayiv kenev aveda? For that, you don't need any kenya mashiach. He's chayiv when he says hanach lefanai. When the bailim is mistalek and the shema takes over, so it's self understood that it becomes mechuyiv then. That's how the Tosfos and the Rosh say over there. And that's one opinion quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Tosfos and the Rosh Bayah say, Fakir, Tikna mashiach b'shem malo. So Tosfos says, Holom boile im mashiach, uim mishas mashiach, Somebody put in a Hagoah here into the Tosfos, no, Mishas Malocha. Pashto says that this Hagoah is not correct. It's not Mishas Shlomo LeVilna. He was the Magi in the Vilna Shas. And whenever there's something in brackets, he's the one who put it in. Could be you have to look in the back. It could be that he's going to explain what prompted him to put this line in. This doesn't belong here. This is a different Shaila. This is what someone mentioned yesterday. The Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis has two versions of a Memra of Rapope. And it's a machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban had a paskin. Let's say someone is a shoyl on something. Shoyl is chai b'yonson. So let's say I was a shoyl on you bought a brand new automobile, $45,000, a Lexus, whatever, $50,000. I don't know how much it costs. So let's say you bought this brand new automobile and I borrow it. Before you have a chance to drive it, I borrow it, I'm going on a date. And I have to impress the girl, so I borrow you $50,000 Lexus. So the din is that I borrow it for a week. You don't need it, you're out of town anyway. So I borrow for a week. And then someone creates, anoinus occurs. Anoinus occurs, and the shoyl is chai b'yonson, I'm not paying anything. The shoyl is chai b'yonson. So Rapapa has over there two lishonis. Either the Rapapa, the Rapapa, two lishonis, machlekes is the Ramam, and the Rabbi had a paskin. Two lishonis in the Gemara. From what moment on is the shoyl chai b'yonson? From the moment of the yoinis, the end of the week when the yoinis occurred, or from the tchilas ha-sheilo, mishas mashicha. What's an afkemina? The din is that there's shibud nechasim. So let's say the shoyl is chai b'yonson, he became a chui b'yonson and he dies. And he leaves over karka. So the mashiel can collect the $50,000 from the karka that the shoyl left over birusha to the children. What if he didn't have the karka at the time that he did the tchilas ha-sheilo? But he bought the karka, the shoyl bought the karka in between the shas ha-sheilo and the shas oynes. Do you say that the chiyav onsen sets in b'shas sheilo? The chiyav onsen sets in b'shas oynes. So this is two lashonis in the Gemara. So that's a machlokes amoraim. Two machlokes the Rambam and the Rabban had a paskin. The issue involved is, when is the chiyav onsen set in? If an oynes doesn't happen, so of course not going to be chai. But it means in the event that an oynes occurs, so do you say it's a gloy muslim afreya that the shibud nechasim, the shibud aguf, the shibud nechasim, everything began mishas tchilas hashelo? Or no, the shibud nechasim only began mishas oynes. So someone was magi here in the Taisvis. That what's the issue in the Gemara whether tikna b'shicha b'shamrim or lo tikna b'shicha b'shamrim? Does the shamer become mechuyav mishas mishicha? Or does the shomer become mechuyav mishas yitzia min oilam? Or mishas malocha? What do you mean mishas malocha? It's very unclear. Unless they mean tchilas ha'ishtamshus. Unless that's what it means, tchilas ha'ishtamshus. If what they put in brackets, or mishas malocha means bika bo kanola, bika bo lo kanosa, then it's correct. Then it's correct. Maybe that's what the Hagua means. Okay. Holom. So what does the Gemara say? Holom, Iboilei. This is not the issue of Ameimar. Imishas, Mishicha, Mishas. Tchilos Amloch, I guess. Okay. Mischaivim kol chad v'chad kedinei shamachinim b'pshir. Shamasach b'gineva. So I said that's wrong. The pshita, Mishas, Mishicha, Mischaivim. That's l'choladeus. That's not totally b'machloikas. Everybody agrees. That's how Taisis and the Rosh say over here. Everybody agrees. Mishas Mashiach Adim Loikein Be'emasai. From what moment on are you going to say that the Shomer become a chuyv? The Taisis and the Rosh and Bob Metzia say no. You don't need Mashiach for that. Mishosh Abaylam is talking min apikodin. He says Hanach Lefonai. He's masking to serve as a Shomer. You don't need a Mashiach for that. So Taisis over here assumes that that's a davar pasha that is not correct. Taisis and the Rosh. That's avad Mishas Mashiach. The Shaila in the Gemara is Eloimari, the Mavoila, Bishol, Bishol, only these two cases. Motzi, Mashal, Maskal, and Medebei, Afila, Moshach, Hachiaskal, Bimalocha, Tchilas, Amalocha. Okay, that's what that brackets means. Mishas, Tchilas, Amalocha. That's what they mean. Like Tesis Loshan here. Oiloi, Dikala, Madame, Gabishol, Kadma, Haber, Big Bakanola, Big Balokano. Motzi, Mashal, Hodabei, came back out. So that's what Amema says. Tikkun Mashiach Bisham doesn't go on all the Dalasham, only goes on two. Only goes on the Shoyal and the Secher. Tiknam b'shicha b'shaimrim. This prevents the mashal and the maskir from backing out. That's how the Tosfos writes over here. So these are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber and by Hilchas Shemachinim and by Hilchas Shemesachar, he quotes the both opinions. From what moment on does the Shemachinim or the Shemesachar become mechuyev to pay? So the one opinion is, that's not totally b'machlokes. That's avada meshicha. No shaila. Avada, you need meshicha. And there never was a deal on that. The whole deal only goes on. And Mashal and Maskir, when can they no longer back out from the Hashola or the Haskor? And the other opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is no, that was never totally the Machlekes, because that's for sure it's not correct. It's not Mishas Mashiach, it's Mishas Hanach Lefonai, from the time that the Mafkid is Mistalek. So that's when the Shemachinim and the Shemesach HaMachiv. So they're two opposite extremes. Limiting the whole discussion, and then we'll take the Mashiach Mashomim. Tikna b'shicha b'shomrim only goes on a mashal and a masker. Only are those two. When can the mashal masker not back out? And Rashi learns not so. Rashi learns it's all the same thing. The Gemara in Bav Metzia says on that tzadik tesem and aleph, Rav Huna says bika bo kanola bika bo lo kanola. The Gemara says it doesn't go kanola hischai b'yonson. That's not true. That's earlier. That's Misha Sheila. It's going to be Chai Be'onsen from the beginning of the Sheila. So what does Rav Huna say? Bika ba'knola, bika ba'knola, inye chazor. Can he back out? Upliga de Rav Loza, damar Rav Loza, gedach, she tikna m'shich b'lekuchas, tach, kach tikna m'shich m'sham. So the Gemara said, b'feirish tikna m'shich m'sham goes on the mashal and the maskir. And Rashi says it also goes on the shamachina, what is Chai Be'pshia. And the Mishra Mesach, what is Chai Be'nai Be'abeda. So Rashi holds that it's all hob ha talya. It's the same thing. The Yibaya and the Gemara goes on both aspects. The Tosfos holds that the Abaye and the Gemara only goes on the Mashal and the Masker not being able to back out. That's all Rav Huna is talking about. He says, Bika b'knoglo, bika malokno, upliga de Rab Lozer. Rav Huna is in disagreement with Rab Lozer. Lozer says, the tikna v'shicha b'shamim, that prevents the Mashal and the Masker from backing out. And Tosfos learns that's the only deal. What about l'hischayev? What about the Shemachinim l'hischayev b'pshir shamsach l'hischayev yonsa? There was never a diyun. Why was that never a diyun? So the two opposite opinions in Tosfos, both quoted in Shulchan Aruch, as a machlokes, not the same. One opinion is there never was a machlokes, is mishas hanach lefanai. The other opinion is no, for sure you need mashiach. That's not a diyun. And Rashi has a third shot, that just like the Gemara has a machlokes, whether tiknam b'shicha b'shoimrim, or tchilas ha-hishtamshus, is koine, with respect to chazareh, who are dinami with respect to Shemachinim and Shemesach, but there's no topic of Chazara. Chazara is an issue when the Shomer is allowed to use it. When he says Shemachinim and the Shemesach, he says, give me back my Pikadon. Let's say, I give a Pikadon to the Shomer for a month. Shemachinim and Shemesach for a month. Then I come back in the middle of the month, I say, give me back my Pikadon. Of course he has to give it back. What's the Shala Chazara? Chazara is a machlekes in the Gemara. What prevents the Mashal and the Maske from backing out? If it's a pikadon by Shemachinim and Shemesach, there is no issue of chazar. The Rashi says it doesn't matter. The same machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Elazar, where the tikna mishicha b'shem mishicha prevents chazara by the mashal and the maske, or tchilas haishtamshus prevents the chazara. So the same machlekes would apply. From what moment on does the Shemachinim and the Shemesach are they chayiv b'gneiva v'aveda, or are they chayiv b'pshia? What does that mean? You can't say Mishas Tchilas HaHishtamshus. You can't say Mishas Tchilas HaHishtamshus. So what's going to be the alternative? Tikna b'shicha b'shoimrim shalo yischai b'shoimer b'shmira ad sheyimshach. So that's what Tosfos left at. How can it be? If you hold lo tikna b'shicha b'shoimrim, so when does the Shemachinah become mechuyev? Tosfos Bayah says, when then? What? Tchilas haishtamshus? The Shemachinim and Shemesach don't use it. It's impossible. So they say, Hanach lefanai. Hanach lefanai. So, b'negei techazore, the shayla with the tikna mashicha b'shemim is, what prevents the mashal and the maskah from backing out the mashicha, or later, the tchilas haishtamshus? B'negei techiv geneve, The Aveda, the Chiyah Pshia, are going to say, is it Mishicha or is it Hanach Lefanai? If the two alternatives are different, that's what Tosfos makes fun of Rashi. It doesn't make any sense. But Rashi seems to hold that not on, the machlokes, whether the original machlokes Tariq Tesa and Aleph, whether Tikna Mashiach Mishamim, goes on Mashal and Maskir, whether Mashiach Tchilas HaHishtamshus prevents the Mashal Maskir from backing out. And in our Gemara, the exact same topic is discussed. The issue is, what makes the Shemachinim and the Shemasocha chayif to pay? From what moment on are they chayif? Mishas Mashiach or earlier? Not later. Mishas Mashiach or earlier? Mishas Hanach Lefanai. So according to Rashi, the Gemara comes to the same maskana that Tosfos claims was a davar pashut all along. Of course it's Mishas Mashiach. What can the alternative be? You can't say Tchilas HaHishtamshus. But the Shem Echina and the Shem Esoch, there is no Hishtamshus. There, so this is strange. A stira in Tosfos, you have a lot of times a stira in the different Balei Tosfos. And one Mesichta, the Tosfos Baba Kama is one Balei Tosfos, the Tosfos Baba Metzia is another Balei Tosfos. The Rosh was one person. So that's a problem. There's a stira in the Rosh. The Rosh is a good Balei Tosfos. So here he writes over what Tosfos wrote in Baba Kama. And there he writes over what Tosfos wrote in Baba Metzia. So if it would have been a Pirush HaRosh, you're giving a Pirush. Here we go. But it's a Piskei HaRosh. The Rosh says, as Piskei HaLacha, as Stira in the Rosh. So that's on the bottom of the Rosh. The Tosfos Yontif has a running commentary, the Pilpul HaRivta. So he points out that it's a Stira between the Rosh and Bava Metzia and the Rosh and Bava Kama. How to read the Gemara. Tosfos over there also has another point. Is there any room to say Tikna Meshicha B'Shomrim means that it's Midirabbanan Tikna? Why is it Midirabbanan? So we were discussing yesterday, because Menatera Meshicha is not Koine when you buy Metaltalim. The Gemara is assuming like Rabbi Yechon, Machlex Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlokish, whether the Torah Mois Koine, so Meshicha is only a Takana de Rabbanan, or Meshicha Mefuresh is Menatera. Shlokish is Meshicha Mefuresh is Menatera. So Tosfos is working on the assumption. We said, Rava says there in Perek Hazov in Bava Metzia Kroa Masnit the Messiah Leil Reish Lakish. There's a pasuk in the Mishnah Meila that supports Reish Lakish that Meshicha Mefuresh is Menatera. So Tosfos says, even though Rava made that statement, we don't pasken like Reish Lakish. We pasken like Rabbi Yechon and the Dvar Torah Mois Koines, and Meshicha is only Koines with the Rabbanan. So that's the explanation of the Lashon Tikna Meshicha B'Shomer. So we said yesterday, but Tosfos says that. Tosfos says in Perek Hazov that that's only by a mechira, where there's mois to pay. What are you going to say by a matana? What's going to be kind of by a matana? So the Ramban says yad or chotzer is not going to work. Mishich and Hagbah. Mishich and Hagbah are an invention with the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, they don't exist, period. So what's going to be kind of by matana, yad or chotzer? So Tosfos holds, based on their interpretation in the Gemara, they hold that that's not correct, that the only time Rabbi Yochanan holds that Dvar Torah Mois Koines and not Mashiach, that's if it's a Mecher and there's money to be paid. But if it's a Matana, there's no money to be handed over, then Rabbi Yochanan will also agree that Mashiach works Min HaTorah. So Tosfos, where's that Tosfos? I forgot, where's the Sugya of, no, it's not so far. Where's the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? Where the Dvar Torah Mois Koines? Mem Ches Amar Aleph. Tosfos interprets the whole Gemara, Dibra Mascha, Balo, and a few Tosfos in there, Nebortcha, they all explain it. The Rabbi Yochanan Shita, the Dator Mois Koines, and Mashiach doesn't work. Mashiach is only with Rabbanan, that's only by Mecher. But by Matone, where there's no Mois to be given, so then Minatora Mashiach works. And when they made the Takanim and the Rabbanon, the Mashiach and Agboa work, it's not that they invented from thin air, from outer space. No. They took the Kenyan that we know exists on the level of the Raisa. Mashiach and Agboa work on the level of the Raisa by Matona. So they said that it works by Mecher also with the Rabbanon. Minatora in the Moz, with the Rabbanon, Mashiach is good. So the Tosfos here on Tzadik Tesa and Aleph has an interesting split. They want to say that the bottom Tosfos, Kach Tikna Mashiach B'Shem. Tosfos says the topic, Tosfos says the same as over here on Adav, that the machlek is whether the topic of Tikna Mashiach B'Sham only goes on Mashal and Maskir, B'negeta Chazorah. The Ravuna holds up until Bika Bod Lokino, up until Tchilas HaHishtamshus, the Mashal and the Maskir came back out. And only after Tchilas HaHishtamshus he came back out. And we don't pass like that. We pass in Tikna Midirabbanon, Tikna Mashiach B'Shamre Midirabbanon, they made a takana that the Mashal and Maskir cannot back out from the minute that the Shoyle or the Secha made the Kinyan Mashiach. Fine. So then Taisi says, what's Herzog going to get the Chi of Pshia Gnev Aveda, an onsen? So Taisi says here, Taisi says, you don't need Mashiach. The opposite from the Taisi. You don't need Mashiach. From the moment that he says, Hanach Lefonai, I ask you, can you watch my Pekana? I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks. So I'm going to leave you this time. So you say, it's okay, I'll take care of it. You didn't do any Mashiach, and I walk away. And then you're posheya. You go to class in the afternoon, you leave the swarm disappear. So you chai b'pshiya because you said, leave it, I'll take care of it. You never made a Mashiach. That's what Taisus says. So Taisus makes a chilek. Taisus says, Hanach Lefonai is only good by Shamachinim lehischai b'pshiya and by Shamasoch lehischai b'gneva aveda. What about a shoyal lehischai b'yonsin? So that Taisus assumes for sure you need a Mashiach. The shoyal is not going to be chai b'yonsin until he does a Mashiach. Huh? This is right. Kach tikna Mashiach Misham lo lishchai b'yonsin k'amar l'shamachinim b'loi Mashiach chai b'pshiyah v'hu adin shamasoch eschai b'gneivah v'aveidah. And you don't need Mashiach? That's Hanach Lefanai. He becomes a Shamachin and a Shamasacha. The Iya Shoyal Ka Omar. And if the Gemara means that you need Mashiach, the Shoyal needs Mashiach in order to be Chayev, be Onsin, that Hanach Lefana is not enough. So Taisus, that's what Taisus assumes. That's the din. So they say that's not Midir Rabbanon, that's Midir Torah. But the Raisa Namila Kani Yala be Mashiach. So Taisi says the statement, Tikna Mashiach B'Shoimrim, can only go on Chazara topic. Only when you get to the Mashal and the Maske backing out. Doesn't go on the other two. By Shemachin and Shemesach, you don't need Mashiach in order to be Chai B'Pshia Gneva Aveda. When he says Hanach Lefan, it becomes Mechuyiv. And by a Shoyal, with respect to Onsin, you do need Mashiach. There's nothing to discuss. You do need Mashiach in the Torah. So that's not Midir Rabbanon. He wouldn't say Tikna Mashiach B'Shamim. He becomes Mechuyiv B'Yonsin Min HaTorah when he does the Mashiach. Manish Tana, how come by the Shamachinim and the Shamasoch Hanach Lefana is enough to make a Mechuyiv in Pshiach Gnei Vaveda? Why is by the Shoal do you have to have a Mashiach and it's Min HaTorah? It's not Midir Rabbanon. Hanach Lefana is not enough. That's what the Pilpul HaRifta points out. That Tosis has a Chiddush over here. Yeah. Taisa says it. You don't need Pilpul HaRifta. That's what Taisa says. Hanach Lefanai is enough for the Shamachinim to be chayiv b'pshia and the Shamasocha to be chayiv in Gnei Aveda, but it's not enough for the Shoal to be chayiv b'yonsin. So there's a discussion. Mistama, what Taisa means is the following. There is a discussion in the first perek in Bava Kamma. What's the nature of the Chi of Onsin by a Shoal?
So
that would mean in the case of the car, the electric, you're completely when you start driving, not when you are getting. And if you sell between the time you make the driving and the Kenyan. The Shoyal, let's say you give me the keys. Mm-hmm. Let's say, I say, I'd like to borrow your car. Go on, anyway, Terrence, so give me the car. So you say, fine, you let me the car for 2 weeks. When you come back, from Eretz, he went back the car. So I take the keys, but I didn't drive the car yet. So I never did a Mashiach on the car. So Taisus said, that's a double push that I'm not Chai B'Yonsin. You're only Chai B'Yonsin.
If you did a Mashiach on the car, I'm telling you, you drove. You didn't have the accident till later. And you sold in between the little Kutos or Yershin.
Yeah.
So you would have been recruited not from the time of the accident, then 3 years before.
So the Gemara Kuf Yabay says that's a machlokes. From what moment on is the Chi of Onsin Chal? Is it Bishas Mishchilos HaSheilo or is it Bishas Yitzia Min Olam? The Gemara has that shayla. So here Tosis has a shaila that Achrayim says Tali Zebizeh. Tosis has a shaila. Tosis learns the Gemara like that. The Gemara has a diun benegia to shoyel, where the shoyel is dina kiganav, the shoyel is dina kemazik. What's the issue? So the way Tosis learns pshat and not Gemara, Yud Aleph and Aleph, ain't shaman laganav lagazan, and it's a machleik samarayim where the shaman the shoyel. The Tosis learns that the shaila is, why is a shoyel chay beyond? Is it like a shamachinim is chay bepshir, shamasoch is chay beavaveda? So the shoyel is a shomer also. The marshal is not around. So the shoyel agreed to watch it. So the shoyel, because kol anor shalos, so he has a bigger chiyuv. But basically, it's in the parsha of shomer. Or should I say no? What are you talking about? Chay beyond sin. There's nothing you can do to watch that an oinah shouldn't occur. How can it be that it doesn't make sense that a shomer should be chay beyond sin? How could that be? Pshia, I understand. Gnev Aveda also. Gnev Aveda is also not an oinus. Gnev Aveda is also a pshia. But it's not an outright pshia, it's a pshia with a teretz. He gives an excuse why he was pshia. But basically, it's also a form of pshia. If he would have been careful, the Gnev Aveda would not have occurred. Tosis has 2 days in Bava Metzia. Let's say a Chinaman, we live in New York. So let's say I'm a shomer. I lock up the pikkud in my house. Then a Chinaman digs a hole through the earth. And comes to the bottom of the house and he steals the pikkud and goes back to China. So Shamasocha is chayiv in Gneva? Shamasocha chayiv in Gneva? How am I supposed to think that the Chinaman is digging a hole through the earth? That's impossible. What if the Gneva was Beyonis? So the Shamasocha is still chayiv in Gneva? So the Pashta says that not. Shamasocha is chayiv in Gneva Aveda. Aveda is a pshia. But it's a pshia. What can I do? I had a hole in my pocket. He told me I should. He asked me to watch $100 bill for you. You're afraid you're going to lose it. So I put it in my pocket, and I have money in my pocket. And my money fell, I didn't realize I have a hole in the pocket. My money fell out, and your money fell out. So that's an aveda. So shamachinam is part of an aveda. And the shamasach is chayv. Since the shamasach has paid money, it's called the pshia. Legabi shamasach, we call it a pshia. So aveda is really a karev lepshia. So even a gneva, which is karev loinus, it's karev loinus, but it's not known as mamish. If you have a gneva, boif and shaloinus, that the Chinaman dug through, on the other side of the earth, so that's 2 days in Tosis. The Pashto says that the Shamasoch would not be chayv in such a situation. Gnev Aveda means that it's a pshia with an excuse. He has a way to apologize. He apologized, what can I do? I watched it, but the Gnev occurred. But if he would have watched it better, the Gnev would not have occurred. And Oinus, there's nothing he can do to prevent the earth. What can I do? The behemoth got a heart attack and it drops dead. Well, let's say I borrowed an automobile, so there was a hurricane. What can I do? I can't prevent a hurricane. Where do you want me to park? There's no indoor parking over here. And still the shoyel is chayv beyonsin. So that's what Tosis learns in the Gemara here, that it's two lashon is 2 day a machlek is amaroin on Yud Aleph and Min Aleph. Is the chiyuv onsin of the shoyel the same, along the same lines as shemachinim is chayv b'pshir, shemachinim is chayv b'pshir, maybe the shoyel is chayv beyonsin, it's midin shomrim. Or should I say no? It's not midin shomrim. It's midin shaloinos. How can it be midin shomer? There's nothing in the world that he can do to prevent the oinos from occurring. So it must be a different word. If an oinos will occur, so we treat the pikodin, the she'elo, as if it was shaloy of the shoyel, and whoever is the owner is the one who loses. Let's say I have an automobile, and I made a deal, I'm going to sell it to you. And before we made the king, and before you were kainah, a hurricane occurs, and the automobile flies out into the ocean. No more automobile. The hurricane throws it into the ocean. So I say, you have to pay me anyway because I was just about to sell you the car for $50,000. So you have to pay me anyway. So what are you talking about? I have to pay you. Shalchon enos. Your automobile was denos. So you don't have to pay me. What if you already paid me and you drove the car off and then a hurricane occurs? 5 minutes after you paid for the car and you drive away, a hurricane, a tornado comes and the automobile flies into the ocean. So you say, you want your money back. It's a mekach tos. What kind of mekach tos? I sold you the automobile. Shalchon nenas. Whenever an oinus occurs, let's say the loiv is about to pay back the money to the malveh. He has $100,000 in cash. He has a sack of money. He's about to give it back to the malveh. And a hurricane occurs and the sack of money flies into the ocean. So the malveh says, pay me back my money. He says, I was about to pay. But the hurricane came and threw the tornado, threw it into the ocean. So the malveh says, tough luck. You never paid up the choyv. You have to pay back. The money was used at the time that the tornado occurred. So shalchon enos. What happens if I gave the sack with $100,000 to the malveh and I paid him up, and the chov is paru, and he crosses it out on his in his book that I don't owe him the money anymore. I cross it out, he crosses it out, he rips up the shtar halvor, and then the tornado occurs, and the money flies into the ocean. So then the malva says, you should pay me again, because he gave me $100,000 5 minutes after he gave it. Tornado happened, and it flew into the ocean. I say, sorry, tough luck. Shalchon enos. The oinus, the one who suffers whenever there's an oinus, is the one who's the owner of the thing. So here, what kind of a din is this that the shoyl is chai beyond? So the Gemara has seems to have a machlokes amaraim. So here for the amaraim hold that it's along the same lines as shemachinam chai bepshir, shemesach chai begnei v'aveda. So the shoyl is chai beyond, and it's part of the parsha of shomim. The other amaraim hold that that's impossible. How can it be? A shomer is chai bepshir. He should watch, and if he doesn't watch, he has to pay. Shemesach has to watch harder than a shemachinam. So for Gnei Aveda is basically a pshia with a teretz. By Aveda, it's a very shvacha teretz. Aveda is karev l'pshia. Taisus points out that. So Gemara in Bava Metzia. Taisus in Bava Kama. It's more famous from the Taisus in Bava Kama than from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Taisus in Bava Kama, Chav Zayin on the base, quotes it from the Gemara. Bava Metzia Tzadik Dala on the base. Here, the third white line in the Taisus in Bava Kama, Chav Zayin on the base. The whole Taisus is not accepted, Allah Almighty, is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch at all. But Taisus is a famous Taisus, a fantastic shtickle Torah they have. They quote all of Shas and Nefar Ashir Kloli. They far for all the theorists in Shas, and nothing that they say is accepted, Allah Almighty, not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Such a shtickle Torah, such a gishmak shtickle Torah. So in the middle of the whole shtickle Torah, they quote part of their binyan is the third wide line, they quote Kid Yamin and Bahashoyal, Bab Mitzir Dab Sarek Dalam Rebez. What does it say? That Hashem Mesoch is Chayv Gneiv Aveda is really, there should have been Mokim Lechal, Gneiv is Kroiv El Oynes, and Aveda is Kroiv El Pshia. So, by Hashem Mesoch is Chayv on Aveda, Aveda is Kimat outright Pshia. But there's a Chidush that Hashem Achinim is not Chayv. You put it in his pocket and pocket at all, and his own money fell out, and the Mafkid's money fell out, the Bailam's money fell out. So the Hashem Achinim is Potter on Aveda. And then Shemesach is chai because Aveda is Kroiva Lepshia. And even Gneva, which is Kroiva Loinis, but it's not Oinis Gomer. So for Shemesach, Gneva Aveda are both considered the Pshia. But if you would have Taka and Gneva, that would be the man from China digs a hole all the way through. Gneva is Oinis Gomer, then the Shemesach will be Potter. I'll be Pashtus 2 days in Tesis. But the Pashtus will be Potter. So that's the Dion. That the Amoraim have over here. So some hold that in order for the Shoyal to be Chai Beyonsin, you have to declare that it's Shaloi Nenas. You have to declare that it can't be B'Torah Shoyim. It has to be B'Torah Shaloi. You consider with respect to Chiyav Onsin, we consider the Pikod and the Dvar HaShel as if it would have been Shaloi. If it's Shaloi, then you have to have a Kinyan on the level of the Raisa, not only Tiknu. That's how Tosis writes. Tiknu Meshicha B'Shoimrim with respect to the Shemachinam and the Shemesacha being Chayv and Pshi and Gnei Aveda, you don't need Meshicha. Hanach Lefana is good enough. With respect to the Shoyal Chayv Beyonsin, Hanach Lefana is not enough, Zok Tosis. That's not. Hanach Lefana is B'Torah Shoimrim. In order that the Shoyal should be Chayv Beyonsin, you have to have that it should be Shaloi Nenas. Shaloi has to make a kinyan that it should be Shaloi. So it's not going to be midirabbanon. It's going to be minatayrah. Ay, but Mashiach is only kind of midirabbanon. No, Mashiach is kind of midirabbanon where there's moyas to pay. If it's a matana, then Mashiach is kind of minatayrah. That's how Tesis wrote by the balon on that daf memzayin, not memzayin, wherever the daf was. Earlier. Where was that? On the daf memches. The Tosis wrote, but even Rabbi Yochanan says that Mashiach is not kodem and Torah, you need mois, that's only by Mechirut, by Matane. Rabbi Yochanan will also agree that Mashiach is kodem and Torah. So that's what Tosis writes over here. By the Shoyal, Mashiach is kodem and Torah. You need Mashiach. Without Mashiach is not going to be Chai Beyonsin. He may be Chai Begnei Vaveda. He may be Chai Begnei Vaveda with Harach Lefonai on the Shoyal. A split. Where do you have a Chetimtu where a Shoyal is only Chai Begnei Vaveda, is not Chai Beyonsin? When he says Harach Lefan and he didn't make a Mashiach yet. So Tosis says La Halacha like that. He's Chai B'Gnei V'Aveda. It's like Gorev HaMashem Masacha. But in order to be Chai B'Yonsin, you have to have Mashiach, and that's not Min HaRabbanon. That's going to be Min HaTorah. That's going to be Min HaTorah because whenever it's a Matana, so Rabbi Yechon also agrees that Mashiach is Koina. Mashiach is Koina Min HaTorah. So then Tosis writes, what about by a Seicher? Well, like a Lameme, the Koya Seicher, Shetikna Meshicha. Tikna Meshicha Beshomrim. So Tais says it only goes on the two cases, on the Mashal and the Maske, it can't back out. You can't go on Shemachinim and Shemachinim because Hanach Lefana is good enough. You can't go on a Shoyal because Benegea to Geneva Veda, Pshia Geneva Veda, Hanach Lefana is enough. And Benegea to Oines, Benegea to Oines, it's Minatoira that you need Meshicha, it's not Midirabbanim. So then they go Vaita. Velekele member the Koya Socher. That what? Shetikna Meshicha Velokanu Ma'os. What does that mean? Velekalameh Medikoi Asocher with respect to what? With respect to the Gemara says it goes on Socher Benegeh to Chazara. So what is Tosis raising in Ishana? What's the din of a Socher? One who, if I rent you, wrote him a bill. So that's a machlekes in Bava Mitzia, machlekes a Meir Abuda. But the dinah kishamachin, Rameh hold dinah kishamachinam. Rabbiuda hold dinah kishamisachos. So whenever you have a machlekes a Meir Abuda, alachik Rabbiuda. We rarely pass like Rab Meir when he disagrees with Rabbiuda. So all the Rishonim say, Rameh Rabbiuda alachik Rabbiuda. Dinah is like Rabbiuda. That is seicher is dinah kishamisachar. It is chay beginay v'aveda, not just chay b'pshia. So Tosis raises the question: maybe tikna mishicha b'shomrim. They made a takana with the rabbanon min atayra. The seicher is only chay beginay v'aveda. Once he pays. Once he pays? What do you mean once he pays? If he pays in advance. Mm-hmm. So Tais is going to say, that's ridiculous. He doesn't He's not going to pay till the end. So what does Tais raise the possibility? But Lekalamem, he shouldn't say the Koya Secher. That by a Secher, there is money to pay. So you're going to say, if the Secher would have paid in advance, then he would have been Koine. The Pikodon Minatora, Dvatora Mois Koines. And with the Rabbanon, even though he doesn't pay in advance, normal people don't pay in advance. Everybody, Schiris, Einem Shtalem, Selele Besof, whether it's Schiris, whether you're renting an automobile, Einem Shtalem, Selele Besof, are you renting an apartment, or you're paying salary to a worker. All these forms of Schiris, the Dina is Einem Shtalem, Selele Besof. The Minhag HaMedina here in America is that you got to pay rent in advance, the first of the month. By Medina de Gemara, you're not mechuyev to pay the rent till the end of the month, after the whole month is over. So what does Tosis raise the possibility? But like Alameh Medekoy, Yasecher, Shetiknu mid the Rabbanon, Tiknu Meshicha, V'lo Konu Ma'os. With respect to what? Tosis says, with respect to the fact that the Mashal and the Maske cannot back out, that's what it goes on. That's Mefurish in the Gemara. Where the Tikna Meshicha B'Shomrim is a Machlek is Rav Huna, and Rav Lozer, by Mashal and Maske, Rav Huna says, Bika Bokono La Bika Bokono La Chazara. And Rav Lozer disagrees. He says, when you made the Meshicha, you already can't back out mid the Rabbanon, Tiknu. Minatari can't back out. Doesn't say how long. Doesn't say Tal Tchilas Amalocha, like the Ritva. He can always back out, period. The Ritva is over here, and in Kiddush and Mem Zayin as well, the same Ritva does. Rav Moshe's Ritva that he liked. He doesn't say Rav Huna, probably saying a din deraisa. Bika bakanola, bika balokanola. That's probably a din deraisa. Shailas Rav Lozer holds tikna mishich b'sham is only with the Rabbanon. So what was the din in Atayra? So it's unclear what Rav Lozer holds. What's the din in Atayra? So nachamol. So b'negeh to the maskir backing out. That's what the Gemara goes on. The machlek Rav Huna and Rav Lozer with the tikna mishich b'shamim. But chilas ha'hishtamshus. So Tosis says v'lekalamein. But the Gemara goes asoicher with respect to what? That the Seicher is chayv in Gnei V'Aveda. So why isn't Hanach Lefana good enough? Hanach Lefana is good enough for Shemachinim, is good enough for Shemachar. Tosis said it's not good enough for a Shoyal. Shoyal is a different story. Shoyal is chayv b'onsin. That doesn't fit into the whole Mizgeret of Chiyuv Shomrim. It's a different story. So you need that it should be Shaloi Nana. So for that, they hold Minatari, need a Kinyan. And the Kinyan is going to be Meshicha Minatari, because it's like a Matana. Matana, Tosis holds, even Rabbi Yechon agrees that Meshicha is kind of. So what are they saying here? But like a lamei medekoy yaseicher, that the seicher is only chayv in gneiva v'aveda. Hashem esocher is chayv in gneiva v'aveda. We understand. For Hashem esocher gneiva v'aveda is labeled as pshia. Why? Because basically it is a pshia. It's a pshia with a teretz. So for Hashem achinam, it's an acceptable teretz. The Shem Masach is not acceptable to her. Why is it not acceptable? I'm paying him money to watch. So the level, what's the definition of Pshia, changes. Shem Achinim Pshia is only outright grub Pshia. Shem Masach even Gein HaVeda is also labeled as Pshia. But for a Secher, he doesn't get paid money. Basically, Rab Meir is right. A Secher should be like a Shem Achinim. So Tesis is making a suggestion. They say Belekele Meimah. They don't like it. So what's their suggestion? Just like by the Shoyal, it doesn't make sense to say Hanach Lefana is enough to make him Chayiv. But Oynes, Hanach Lefana will be good enough for the Geneva Aveda, but it won't be good enough for the Onsin. So they raise the possibility, maybe by Secher also, Hanach Lefana will be good enough to be Chayiv B'Pshia, but it won't be good enough to be Chayiv B'Geneva V'Aveda. He's not being paid money to watch. He's not being paid money to other rabbi. He's paying me. So Rav Meir should really be right that a Secher should be Kishem Achinim. But we don't pass like me passing Kishem Asachar. It's Chayiv Gnei V'Aveda. So Tais raises the possibility. Maybe he has to make a Kinyan on that. With respect to Gnei V'Aveda, just like by the Shoel, with respect to Onsen. We say Shaloi Nanas. With respect to Gnei V'Aveda, the Secher has to make a Kinyan. And why would it be Tikna Mashiach? Why is it only with the Rabbanim? Why shouldn't it be Minat Torah? Because Minat Torah, there is Moes to give. What Moes is it to give? The Moes that he, when the Secher pays to rent the automobile, so if you would pay in advance, so that would be kind of Minat Torah. That he would be Chayiv B'Gnei V'Aveda. And if he doesn't pay, then he does Mashiach, so that Mashiach would only be with the Rabbanim. Rabbi Yechon holds Mashiach is only kind of the Rabbanah, but Mokum that there's Mois to pay. Here there's Mois. So Tosis says, what are you talking about? But like a member, the Koya Secher, with respect to Chiv, Gneva Viaveda, Shetikna Mashiach, it's only kind of the Rabbanah, but like kind of Mois. But our Torah Mois are kindness. And with the Rabbanah, Mashiach is kindness. So Tosis said, that's ridiculous. Chiv is saying, Mishtalem, it's a little bit soft. The Mois, he doesn't have to pay then. So the Secher should be the same as the Secher should be the same as the Shoyal, that whenever there's no money to pay, so Mashiach should be kind of Minat Torah. So he can't say that pshat. So because he can't say that pshat, so they back out from the whole thing. The Secher doesn't need any kinyanim to be chayving an Eva Beda. The Secher is like the Shem Achinim and Shem Asach. A Hanach Lefana would be good enough. So Taisa says it only goes on Chazorah. It only goes on Chazorah. But it's a fantastic Chiddush, the two lines that they added on. That by the Shoyal, Mashiach is koinim and atara to make the shol chai b'yonsi. And by the Secher, they raised the possibility, then they rejected it, they raised the possibility that really Reb Meir is right, that the Secher should only be chayiv in pshia, he shouldn't be chayiv in gnei v'aveda. The fact that it's chayiv in gnei v'aveda is because he made a kinyan, because shalom, it's considered shalom. Just like the shol chai b'yonsi is shalom, so the Secher is also chayiv in gnei v'aveda, it's not chayiv b'yonsi because shalom. So he should need a kinyan. So then they say, no, it doesn't fit in. You got to go back to the normal pshat. The Secher is chayiv b'nei v'aveda from the moment of Hanach Lefanai. But it's the Havamina that they entertain. There's a fantastic Havamina. So what did Tosfos sums up at the end of the Tosfos? The Gimel Machlokes is Bedover. Where do they end up? The last four lines. There are three opinions of the Gemara. According to Rav Huna, let tikna Mashiach b'shomrim. Rav Huna says, benegiah to chazara, benegiah to backing out. So Rav Huna is there in Bava Metzia and Tzadik Tezma. He's all bika ba knol, bika ba lo knol. The Gemara says, knol lamai. Ilechi Yevonsin, so from earlier. So must be linya chazara. So Rav Huna holds the mashal and the maski can back out up until the moment of Tchilas Ha'ishtamshas. And Rabbi Loza holds the same as the Brice over here. The Gemara quotes that in Bava Metzia, the name of Rabbi Loza. Here the Gemara quotes a Tanya. The last three lines. Tanya Nam Yochi. That it's a Brice. So Tosfos quotes it. Rabbi Loza holds Tiknu, Kirikama Hossam, or Pliga de Rabbi Loza. The Gemara says, Rav Huna disagrees with Rabbi Loza. He holds Tiknu, Mashiach, and B'Sharmin. Ula Rabbi Loza, and it's only Midi Rabbanan. Tiknu, Mashiach, and B'Sharmin. What prevented the Mashal and the Maske from backing out after they made Mashiach is only with the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is not with the Raisa Yachal Achsa Bo. And the Shacham and Tikna Lov Matzi Yehada Bein Mashas Mashiach. So what's the Dimon HaTorah can back out the Olam Void? That's how the Ritva said. There's no way to be Koine. You can only be Koine with Mashiach HaGbo. If you Koine the Guf HaDov. If you're not Koine the Guf HaDov, you're just Koine the Tzchus HaTashmish, Mashiach HaGbo is not going to work. That's the Rashba in Kiddushin says. Ilona kichem is the Ephron that you can be mikadosh and isha the kesef. So it's not only for kesef because the Ephron Avraham Avinu made a kinyan kesef. The Gemara says whatever is kind of be almost kind of kind. Any kinyan that work anywhere work over here. So why can't you be kind of kiddushin with hakbo? So pick up the girl, do meshicha, tie her up and pull her, do meshicha. So the Rashba says no. Sheikh and Akbar, only kind of, if you kind of the goof adover. You're not kind of the wife. The wife doesn't belong to you, and the mammon is. So it doesn't make sense. So why do you need a pasuk for shtar? So they explain why. Why don't you just say, whatever's kind of beyond, kind of can? If you assume that kicha just opens up the possibility of all kinyonim. So why shouldn't the chalip be good? So chalip and the Gemara gives an explanation why. Why do you need a pasuk for beer? You need a pasuk kedusha beer. It's not kind of anywhere else. It's not kind of beyond, kind of can. Pishtar, we know it's going to be almost. So why do you need another pasuk pishtar? Why don't you just say kicha kicha, whatever's going to anywhere? So Taisus works on that. Taisus, the Rashba, they give explanations why. But that's where the Rashba has it, the beginning of Kiddushin. He says kicha kicha means whatever's going to be almost, we're going to can't. So why shouldn't Mashiach and Akbar be good? Because you're not going to the Gufatav. So that's what the Ritva says. There's no way to be kind of minatara to back out from, to prevent the mashal and the maska from back out. The Rabbi Loza Nami, but there I say Yochel Achsebo. The Shacham Tikna Lamati Hada Bei Mishas Mashiach. Or it could be the Ritva says he can back out the Olam Void. Or one could say no. Min Atayra Rabbi Loza agrees to Rav Huna that Bika Bal Kano La Bika Balo Kano. But he holds it made a Takana the Rabbanon that moves it up earlier. And Rav Huna doesn't hold the Takana the Rabbanon. He holds that we leave it on the level of the Rai said Bika Bal Kano. That Chilas Aishtamshes is the Kenyan. To prevent the mashah and the maskah from back out. Taisa doesn't go into it. They just say Rav Loza Nami, they write Yochel Asa, but they don't say how long. Vod kama hasam, so who's the third shita? Taisa says, give him machlokes v'dover. Who are the three? The Gemara says there are two. There's Rav Huna says, bika bakano la bika balo kano. Upliga de Rav Loza, dam Rav Loza, kedach shetikna mishicha b'lukuchas, kach tikna mishicha m'shad. That's only two shitas. So I said, there's a third shita. The Gemara says there also the Rav Huna is in disagreement with Rabbami. What did Rabbami say? I'm Rabbami, a mashal kard mishal hegdish lachaveiro. I'm a giz b'shal hegdish, and I have this kardam, and I made a mistake. I thought it was mine. It says my kardam. I have an extra kardam. I have my kardam. I have the hegdish because I forgot already that one is mine, one is hegdish. I thought that I have two kardams. What do I need two? So I'll give it as a matana by mitzvah gift. I'll give it to my next donay, but whatever. I have an extra kardam. So I give it a matana. Then I find out this was hegdish, and by giving over the kardam, I just violated me'ilah. Me'ilah shel hoitzor. We discussed two kinds of me'ilah. One is if the chair belongs to hegdish and I sit down to rest up on the chair, that's me'ilah shel hanor. And if I give away a matana, I thought it was mine. I gave him a matana. Turns out that it's hegdish. That's me'ilah shel hoitzor. So that's what he says. Hamashal kardam. What if I don't give it a matana? What if I lend out the kardam? I lend it to someone else. Is that also a violation of me'ilah? The Rabbami, Rabbuna says that the Sheila is only clinched, that the Mashal can't back out if Bikabo, Lo Bikamo, Lo Kino, he can't back out. So Rabbuna is in disagreement with Rabbami, Dharma Ba, Mashal, Kad Mishalcha, Hegdish, Lachavero. Moal, the one who lent it is in violation of Me'ilah. The Noisin is always considered the Moal, not the Mikabo. The Chavero, Muta, Levakir, Bo, Lachatchila. So why is he pliga? Who's pliga on what? Rav Huna holds when you lend it over, nothing changed up until tchilas ha'ishtamshus till bikabo. And Rabbami says no, from the moment that you lent it, even though the guy didn't do the tchilas ha'ishtamshus, I'm already moil. So Rav Huna, so the chora Rabbami is the same as Rabbi Loza. So what did Taisa say? Gimel shitas bedover. Where did they get the third shita? Rabbi Loza and Rabbami say the same thing, that Mashiach prevents the Mashal from backing out. So Rabbami says, since Mashiach prevents the Mashal from backing out, that's Mila Shel Hoitzor. So Taisa says, no. Rabbi Loza's Lashon is the same as the Brai said, Tiknu Mashiach B'Shomim. It's a Takana Mid Rabbanon. So Taisa says, a Takana Mid Rabbanon, and in Atari he can still back out. Either Lior Lavoid can back out, like the Mitvor said, or he can back out until Bikabo. So how can it say, if the Gizba Shal Hegdish lends the kardam to someone else, he's already moiled, the gizba is already in violation of Me'ilah, Shal Haitzor, and the kardam is Yotze L'chulin, the din is the Mishnah in Me'ilah, Daf Yotze says, Ein Moyal Lach HaMol B'Megdoshim. once I was mal behegdash, I gave the kardim to you, it's yotze lechulin, and it's muta lechatchila lebakerba, and you're going to use it, ey mol acha mol. Once someone was mal, mi l'shel haitzoa, the thing is yotze lechulin. But the whole din that prevents the mashal from backing out is only with the rabbanon, the coin throw blows up. So how can it be? It's a takana de rabbanon, so you're allowed to violate me'ila. How can that be you can violate me'ila? On the level of the deraisa, nothing happened. There is no me'ila. It's only with the rabbanon. They should have said like this, when the gizbar lends the kardam to someone else, it says the gizbar is not mal behegdash, has to bring a korban me'ila. Hasham me'ila is one of the six hashamas. How can you bring an hasham me'ila with the rabbanon? It's a chulam ba'azara. Hashem is not bob and edim and a dove. If it says mo'al, hamashal kardam shal hegdash l'chavero, mo'al, the gizbar shal hegdash, what do you mean me'ila? He pays kerv v'chaymish, and he brings an hasham. How do you bring an hasham if it's only with the rabbanon? V'chaver muta levakeh bo l'chatchila mashma desovar dekona min ha-Torah. Rabbani is the gimel shita, so he's the third shita. He holds like Rav Loza but min ha-Torah. Rav Loza and Tanya Lamecha say kedech shetiknu kach tiknu b'shich m'sham, it's only takona de Rabbanon. If it's only takona de Rabbanon, how can it be that it's mo'al? And how can it be that chaver muta levakeh bo l'chatchila? That's what Taisa says. Di'im de Rabbanon u'mo'al mishum de Rabbanon en yochal asabo. In Cain, leave out that line is problematic. Rabbi Kivega thinks a misprint belongs somewhere else. In Cain, Habichum Adasad Ekulda, Chaber Mutalav Akebo Lachatrila, how can it be? Taisus says. So Taisus is Machriya, the Gimel Machloik is Vidover. Rabbami agrees with Rab Lozar that Mashiach prevents the Mashal and the Maska from backing out, but more. Rab Lozar says it's only Tiknu, only with the Rabbanon. On the level of the Isaac, can still back out. Rabbami holds that it's Minatura. How do they know that it's Minatura? Because it says chaver muta levakeh bo lechatchila. How can it be if midirabbanon they made a dim derabbanon? That's osile dekula. That's Taisus kasha. It's a little bit of strange kasha. No, we usually assume whenever there's a takana derabbanon, the area of dini mamonis, it's based on hefke bezna hefke. Hefke bezna hefke works on the level of deraisa. So if it works on the level of deraisa, once the gizbar shel hekdesh lends the kardam to somebody else. So Ismail says, he can't back out min ha-Torah. It's a kinyan min ha-Torah. So it should be me'ila min ha-Torah. So it's chay v'asham me'ilas. And chaver muta levakeh bo lechatchila. Why not? Why does Taisus consider this a hechocha? The Rabbami must hold that it's min ha-Torah. Any din midirabbanon, the area of dini mamonis, is based on hefke bezna hefke. Doesn't it become a din deraisa? That's the famous machlegs, the Ktzois and the Nesivis. Let's say a man is Mekadosh machlegs, the Beis Yosef and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Let's say a man, the Gemara has a case, a man is Mekadosh and Isha, but my Mitzloshtam. The Chosin, the day of the wedding, is nervous, he's going to forget to bring the ring. He's very nervous. So he asks his friend, don't forget, he gives his friend the ring, and says, you don't forget to bring the ring, you're not nervous. Comes on to the chuppah, the friend forgot to bring the ring. So the friend has the ring at home, it's a pikog, he's a shemachinam. The friend has the ring at home. So the Gemara says, the Chosin can be Mekadosh Lisha, Aydei Maim Shloshtam. We're all there together. The Chosin, the Kala, and the good friend, the best man. So he says, Harei HaMekodesh Sleep B'Tabas, Sheyei Shleep, Pikot Neitzel Plainei. So the Gemara says, Maim Shloshtam, Shishit Mekodesh. So that's a Gemara. He can be Mekadosh Lisha, Aydei Maim Shloshtam. So the Rabbein Yeruchim says, that the Kinyan Maim Shloshtam, the Gemara says, in Gittin, Daf Yud Gimel, is only with the Rabbana. So the woman is only an Eishes Ish with the Rabbana. So if she'll be Mizana, there won't be an Einish Misa. There's no Einish Misa for an Eishes Ish Derabon. And the Beis Yosef quotes that, so he disagrees, he says, how can it be? Is Dach Hefke Bezna Hefke. All the Dinam is Derabon, and the Yeri of Dinam Amin is, the authority of the Chacham is based on Hefke Bezna Hefke. Hefke Bezna Hefke is learned up in a Pasuk, it works Min HaTorah. So the Beis Yosef Tain is that there's going to be an Eishes Ish Min HaTorah. So the Ktzois quotes the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Rabbi Yeruchim Beis Yosef, and he agrees with the Beis Yosef. And then the Nesiva says no, he thinks that the Rabbi Yeruchim is right. And he quotes other Tshuva Svarim. And it's a major machlekes of Rishayim Achrayim, where the Hefke Bezna Hefke works. Hefke Bezna Hefke works both Lahafkir. Bezna is going to declare that my suit is Hefker. So that works Menatar. Bezna can also declare that my suit belongs to you. That's Befei Rishi Gemaris. So that's a machlokes, whether that works minatara or only midirabbanan. They have the ability to declare that my suit is hefker, that's minatara. But they have the right, they have the ability to declare lahaknas lacherim, So that also works Hefke Bez Nefke. So that's a big machlekes, Rishonim, Achronim. Everyone is involved. Everyone takes a stand in one place or another on the topic, whether Lahaknas Lachem works Min HaTorah Min HaRabban. The Tosis over here, Lachorah, seems to be assuming if they made a Takana Min HaRabbanon, Tiknum Mashiach B'Sham is only Min HaRabbanon, to prevent the Mashal and the Maskev from back out. Tiknum, it's only Min HaRabbanon. So Tosis says, it's only Min HaRabbanon, it can't be that it's going to be made with the day kula. Why can't it be made with the day kula? Any takana de rabbanon, the year of din amamunis, has an effect on the level of their isa. So it makes it that it's me'ilah min ha-Torah. He's chai v'asham me'ilos, even though Hashem is not bo ben edu and adaba. And it's yotze l'chulin. Ain't more l'achamal, it's yotze l'chulin. So the pashtus and taisus seems to be that they hold that the hefke bez nehefke only works mid the rabbanon. When you're dealing with l'hakas l'acherim, it only works mid the rabbanon. So that's what they say. It couldn't be a chumah dosa de dekulim. They can't make a takan de rabbanon that it's going to be maybe the dekulim that you bring an asham me'ilos. There is no asham me'ilos mid the rabbanon, and it can't be a chaver mutal vakeh b'olach atchilah. So that's how Tosis claims that it's gimel machlokes b'dov. You see that there are three shitas. Rabbami not only agrees with Rab Lazar that tikna mishicha b'shoimim that prevents the mashal and the maska from backing out, it's not just tikna mid the rabbanon, it's on the level of the raisa that is the din. That the Mashiach is kind of an authority to prevent the Mash and the Maska from backing up. Okay. We left out the Tosis, Hotziya Mishus HaBailam. We left out that Tosis. And then we got to continue. Okay. So I'm going to Eretz Yisrael this afternoon. B'li Neder, I'm going to try to give a Shia tomorrow morning at 10:45. They said they're going to try to arrange it. I don't know which room, so I hope they're going to notify the students. Okay. Should I give the shiur on Chumash? How many people plan to attend the shiur? Those who plan to attend. It's not my Chumash. Okay. Very good. I brought the svar in case you want. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is